Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I know the NFL is going strong, getting towards the playoffs, college football going towards the playoffs. The brackets have already been set. And Major League Baseball, it's free agency time. They're in the winter meetings. The season is not active, but the offseason certainly is. Pete Alonso going to the O's and Kyle Schwarber sticking with the Phils. Dylan Cease going north of the border. There is a lot going on right now in Major League Baseball. To talk about it all and how many more World Series the Dodgers are going to win, joining us again is a host and analyst on the Foul Territory Network. Welcome back to the show, Kyle Glazer. Kyle, how are you, man?
Doing all right. The winter meetings just wrapped, and I got to say, that's one of my favorite events of the year, but we saw some big free agent moves already, and there's a lot more to come.
Absolutely. Well, I know historically over the past several seasons, with everything going on, typically we haven't seen as much movement in the winter meetings, but we have seen some deals made kind of right out of the gate. We learned Pete Alonso goes to the O's. That happened rather quickly. And Edwin Diaz this week is going to the Dodgers. Why do you think this go around we had some deals that were completed right away? Is this due to the upcoming labor strife that we all expect?
No, pretty much every offseason, you'll see a handful of top free agents, you know, maybe four or five guys, sign around the GM meetings, the winter meetings. You know, so the second season, Pete Alonso and Kyle Schwarber and Edwin Diaz all signed their long-term deals. Isn't really a surprise. We typically see, again, that first wave around now, and then you see the bulk of free agents really start to sign after the new year. We've seen really the calendar get pushed back for when most of the top free agents sign. But again, having the first handful signed by now is pretty standard.
Well, when you look at someone, a big name like Pete Alonso, no longer a member of the Mets, so we talked about Edwin Diaz going over to the Dodgers, and then also Nimmo being traded as well. What are your thoughts on the New York Mets plan as to how they plan to move forward and be competitive?
If they have a plan, it's not clear to anyone. Just to be perfectly frank, the Mets are taking away from their strength and trying to sell it as a good thing. The Mets were a top 10 offense in baseball last year in terms of runs scored. Now you've lost Pete Alonso and Brandon Nimmo, two of the big, big reasons for why that offense was so good. Yes, you have Juan Soto. Yes, you have Francisco Lindor, but let's not underestimate the contributions of those two. And so far, the trade for Nimmo was for Marcus Semien, who, yes, improves your defense, but he has two straight sub-700 OPS seasons. He's 35, and now he's going to Citi Field, which is a pitcher-friendly park. I don't see that as working out for them offensively in any way, shape, or form. Look, what the Mets needed to do was take their really offensive core and add starting pitching to it. All they've done so far is take away from the one thing they were really, really strong at. So they need to go take all the money they've saved from not signing Diaz and not signing Alonso and go on a major starting pitching splurge. If they fail to do that, then it's a failed offseason.
It can certainly be that. We know Edwin Diaz said, "I'm leaving," and he goes over to the Dodgers. The Dodgers certainly knew what they needed to do. They had to convert Sasaki into a closer, and now they've picked one up in Edwin Diaz. What else can we expect from the Dodgers? They seem to always get everything. And damn it, how many years are they going to be competitive?
In terms of what to expect from the Dodgers, look, they said that they didn't anticipate making any big free agent moves, and then they go sign Edwin Diaz for 3 years and $69 million. If there is a deal to be made on a shorter term, you know, higher average annual value situation, the Dodgers won't be afraid to make it, as they shouldn't be. In terms of how long they'll be good, look, this is a team that has been dominant since 2014, and there's no sign of them slowing down. Look, they are getting a little bit older in terms of their position, their core. They're going to have to address that. But at the same time, this is an organization that doesn't just buy players. They have one of the best track records of drafting and developing guys. They brought them up to the majors as homegrown over the years. Look at back at Seager, Bellinger, Buehler, you know, this most recent team had a few homegrown guys as well. And they also have homegrown guys that they can flip in trades as they do every single year. So Dodgers' run of dominance is not going to end anytime soon. I expect them to be a World Series contender for the next decade as they were for the previous decade.
And Kyle Glazer is here with us from the Foul Territory Network, the team that just popped up on the scene to compete against them, pushed them to seven games here in the World Series. Are those Toronto Blue Jays able to add Dylan Cease on a big deal? 7 years, more than $200 million. Didn't just come off of the best season, but what is he going to add to that rotation?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
He's going to add reliability that even when he is having a down season, he is consistently making 32 starts a year and he's going to miss bats. So when you have a guy who you can rely on to be in your rotation and make his turn every 5 days, he's going to, you know, miss bats at certainly an above average to plus clip, that's a good start. Dylan Cease has just been very, very inconsistent with his control. What's gotten lost in a lot of conversation about him and his strikeouts and the fact he makes all his starts, he had an ERA up near 5 most of the season last year before lowering it at the very end. Playing in one of the most pitcher-friendly parks in baseball, in Peck Park, he allowed the most home runs of his career. His walk rate was really elevated. He only gave the Padres quality starts in 32 outings last year. That's not typically what you see from frontline starters getting $200 million plus. So the Blue Jays are making a big bet that they can fix them, and maybe they're right. But $210 million is an awfully big bet to make for a guy that really is not coming off of a very good season at all.
Tons. When you talk about a very good season, we know Tarik Skubal, forget a very good season, historic season, Cy Young season, but still the Detroit Tigers know eventually they're going to have to pay this man. They have basically said that he's not untouchable. Do you think he's going to be off of this team? Are we talking this winter? Is he getting moved at a deadline? What are your thoughts on his longevity with Detroit?
I will be shocked if they trade him before opening day. Look, the Tigers are a team that's made the postseason back-to-back years. They are a full-on contender in the American League. And let's be clear, the AL is, you know, again, it's not as strong as the NL. Yes, the Blue Jays and Mariners are good, but the Tigers are a good competitive team that is ready to win now and has won now. This is not a team that's in a rebuilding phase. So realistically, they're going to open the season with Tarik Skubal. They're going to try and win the Central as they have for the last 2 years. They've been wild cards, but they've been right in the race. And look, if something goes awry at the deadline, he's still going to command a massive, massive haul if they have to move him. But the goal is to win, and it's so hard to develop homegrown arms like this. When you get a guy like this, you don't trade him. You take advantage of the window you have with him, regardless of whether or not he's going to leave after the year.
Well, we talked about some of the things that have taken place, some of the things speculated. What else can we expect this offseason? We know Kyle Tucker is still looking for a new team. There's quite a few Japanese free agents who are going to be available. What can you expect? What are you looking forward to the most?
We're going to see some big dollar amounts. Again, we've already seen a few guys exceed expectations just in terms of Dylan Cease getting $210 million. I will say that Kyle Tucker has a chance. Look, he's going to get $400 million. I don't think it'll be $500 million, but you never know. We've seen a lot of guys hit numbers and make your jaw drop in recent years. Alex Bregman's going to get paid. There's still a lot of very prominent free agents who are going to get very big eyebrow-raising and or jaw-dropping deals still to come. So, look, this is just beginning. There's a lot of money that's about to be thrown around here between now and the start of spring training.
Is there anything that has surprised you that has not taken place so far?
I will say that the trade market has certainly not gotten off to a hot start in any way. We've seen some small moves here and there. I think I would have expected a few more big trades to have taken place. Typically, we normally see at least one or two by now, and then one or two more before the end of the year. So I would say that that's a little slower than I've anticipated. And when you still have so many free agents on the board, those guys are going to sign, and then the trades are going to start, just because there's going to be teams who miss out on these free agents and still have holes they need to fill.
Well, we got to find out. We still got plenty of offseason ahead of us, but the way the calendar blinks, I know this sounds crazy. I'm going to wake up one day, and we're going to be waiting on pitchers and catchers to report. But I don't want to hit the fast forward button that much, Kyle. I want to get through the holidays.
Absolutely. There's a lot of time left. Enjoy it. The hot stove is always a fun time. And like you said, pitchers and catchers will be reporting before we know it. But there's a lot of good stuff to come between now and then.
Tons. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Tell everybody where they can follow you and all of your work with the Foul Territory Network.
Yeah. You can find me on the Foul Territory Network on YouTube, and you can also read me at MLB.com. Follow me on Kyle A. Glazer. I'm kind of everywhere, so whatever your cup of tea is, you can find me.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Happy holidays, Kyle. We appreciate the time.
Thanks, JR. Anytime.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&C supply and app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.